T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM, a federal grand jury has indicted a man accused by prosecutors of using an explosive device to damage a Naperville restaurant after racial justice protests back in June. WBBM's Jim Gutis live on the news line with the story.
Keith, prosecutors say on June 1st, 24-year-old Diego Vargas used the explosive device at the Egg Harbor Cafe on North Jackson Avenue. That was the same day that investigators say about 300 people, during a Black Lives Matter protest, began looting and vandalizing businesses. But prosecutors didn't say if the incident at the Egg Harbor Cafe happened at the same time. Prosecutors say Vargas, who was arrested Wednesday, is charged with one count of maliciously attempting to damage and destroy a building with an explosive device. If convicted, prosecutors say Vargas could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 306. As the News Watch continues, Kyle Rittenhouse, the Antioch teenager accused of killing two protesters and wounding a third in Kenosha in August, appeared at a virtual extradition hearing in Lake County today. Rittenhouse attorney John Pierce says paperwork suggests the case is political as they fight extradition.
Sent directly to the governor without us even getting a chance to look at them in the first instance without any notice. There is no reason to rush. There is danger to this detainee.
Judge Paul Novak scheduled an October 30th hearing on the extradition dispute. The prosecutors told Novak they were prepared to move faster.
Illinois has 2,818 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 35 additional deaths tied to the coronavirus. 10 of those deaths occurred in Cook County, including a man in his 40s. The state's 7-day positivity rate is at 3.8%.
Columbus Day will look very different in Chicago as organizers plan a much smaller celebration.
Parade organizers during the pandemic have had to get creative. On Columbus Day, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, Sergio Giangrande, says they'll meet in Arrigo Park for what they're calling a proud and positive rally and wreath laying, followed by a car parade.
We're going to celebrate in a much smaller scale, unfortunately, but we are still going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate safely. With our community.
The Civic Committee has delivered a letter to Mayor Lightfoot asking when the city will return the Columbus statues to Arrigo and Grant Park. After protests around them this summer became violent, she ordered the statues removed and set up a committee to review them and other public art with the goal of issuing recommendations by the end of this year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A substance abuse treatment center forced by the pandemic to abandon traditional methods is finding tremendous success in the virtual world.
Dr. Quinn Noh, executive director of the Butler Center for Research at the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation, says since going virtual in March, people are attending more sessions, they're missing fewer sessions, and significantly fewer people are dropping out.
Were you concerned initially that people were not going to embrace this sort of therapy?
You know, I think that there's always concern when you're transitioning to something new. But I think for many of our patients, you know, technology has become such a part of everyone's lives.
She said it's not perfect, but for a lot of people, virtual treatment may work better than in person. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Several protesters in suburban Milwaukee were arrested last night for violating curfews set in place after Milwaukee County prosecutor decided not to charge Wauwatosa officer Joseph Mensah, who's black, with the February shooting death of a 17-year-old man also was blacked. That happened earlier this year. The city was under a 7 p.m. curfew during a second night of protests.
Students in East Aurora School District 131 will be in remote learning through the end of the year. Superintendent Jennifer Norrell says they chose to stay in remote learning based on parent surveys and COVID case data.
It is because of all of these factors that we are making the heartbreaking decision to extend remote learning for our young people through the second quarter.
Norrell says parent surveys found 68% plan to stay in remote learning. She also says health data that includes 6% positivity rate and that the school's main zip code accounts for nearly half of the COVID cases in Aurora.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.